This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Global markets react to the death of Osama bin Laden.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Within minutes of the news of Osama bin Laden's death, jubilant Americans gathered outside the White House and at the World Trade Center in New York, or they registered their excitement on Facebook and Twitter. But there has also been strong reaction in global markets. And that's what we're going to talk about now with our correspondent, Stephen Beard, in London. He joins us live. Good morning, Stephen.
Hello, Jeremy.
Well, first of all, tell us about some of the global market reaction that we're seeing at this point.
The dollar is up. Gold is down. So is oil. And stock markets are generally higher.
And why are people reacting with their money to this? Obviously, everybody has an emotional reaction to something like this. But why a financial reaction?
Well, the rationale is the world just became a safer, more secure place. And so investors are pulling their money out of safe havens like gold and putting it into what are seen as assets that are a bit riskier, like shares. And the hope is bin Laden's death will lead to less tension in the Middle East. So that's reduced the price of oil and has also created a general feeling that this will help boost consumer confidence a bit in the United States. And that has helped lift the dollar.
So consumer confidence up, the dollar up. And obviously, when one thing is up, something else is usually down, Stephen. Is there any negative side to all of this jubilation at this point?
Yes, indeed. Analysts have been looking hard at the cloud around the silver lining. Robert Cole of the financial website Breaking Views says that, ironically, this good news could have an adverse effect on the U.S. government's ability to pay its way, because if the world is a safer place, that could make U.S. government bonds less attractive.
This has been the ultimate safe haven over the last 10 years. If people are getting more adventurous, perhaps money will come out of treasuries, which means that actually it could cost the U.S. government more in interest going forward.
Stephen, I know that big events like this can have a big impact on a lot of things that we don't think about right away, but is it really conceivable that the death of bin Laden could have all of these financial consequences?
Well, I mean, analysts have been pointing out there are much bigger issues around that will affect the market much more, like the size and scale of government debt, both in the U.S. and here in Europe, and also what happens with the Arab Spring, whether this is going to disrupt oil supplies. There's also a pretty big assumption here that the world has just got a safer place. Al-Qaeda has not gone away, and the State Department's been at pains to warn of the possibility of reprisals following the killing of bin Laden.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard joining us live from London with the business side of the bin Laden story. Thank you, Stephen.
Okay, Jeremy.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are up across Europe this morning, about 0.8% higher in Frankfurt right now. The merger between low-cost airlines Southwest and AirTran is expected to be finalized today. The Justice Department says the merger is not likely to lessen competition, but some analysts say the fewer airlines out there, the more expensive tickets will be. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow jumped 47 points to close at 12,810.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering sleeping money alerts to notify customers when their money could be doing more. Learn more at allybank.com. By Manta.com, providing an online destination for small businesses to be found and to find new customers. More online at Manta.com. And by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733.
Congress is back in Washington this week, and while Osama bin Laden's death will surely be the top issue at first, lawmakers still have a big debt problem to deal with. We're expecting to get a plan any day now from the Senate's so-called Gang of Six. That's a bipartisan group of senators who have been trying to come up with a long-term deficit reduction plan. The proposal, reports say, is expected to include both higher taxes as well as cuts to entitlement programs like Medicare. Well, just in the last week, two places on opposite sides of the country have voted to ban plastic bags at supermarkets: Santa Clara County here in California and the village of Southampton in New York. Both places are following the lead of the city of San Francisco, which became the first U.S. city to ban plastic bags at stores 4 years ago. Now it looks like a Chicago suburb wants to take the next step, as Odette Youssef reports now from Chicago Public Radio.
Evanston City Councilmember Colleen Burris wants to cut down on waste, so she introduced a proposal to charge 5 cents for every plastic or paper bag that shoppers pick up at the checkout line.
I consider this ordinance an opening salvo.
That salvo quickly turned into an all-out barrage. Burris and her peers are now thinking of a complete ban on all disposable bags. That's right, plastic and paper.
I think that's a little bit too much. I really do. I think that's taking it too far.
I asked Evanston's lunchtime grocery shoppers what they thought.
I don't know. It sounds like a good idea to me. Maybe start with the cost and then eventually maybe go to the ban.
For the record, both Lee Gaiety and Kristen Alexander brought their own reusable cloth bags with them. Ironically, Evanston's effort to save the environment might actually endanger something else: goodwill toward environmentalists.
Is just going to get people to think that the environmental community is completely out of touch with consumer behavior and ordinary life.
That's Al Hershkowitz with the Natural Resources Defense Council. Hershkowitz thinks bag fees are better. He says they make people conscious of the true cost of their shopping habits. And the fees can be donated to environmental causes, which would lessen the pain of state and federal cuts that many groups now face. In Evanston, Illinois, I'm Odette Youssef for Marketplace.
And finally, to the world of sharks. A study out today from the Australian Institute of Marine Science finds sharks are far more valuable as a tourist attraction than as a meal. Researchers say the sharks around the island nation of Palau are worth just $10,800 each when they're sold in pieces for food. But if those same sharks are left to swim with the tourists, they're worth $179,000 each when you add up the money divers spend on airfare, hotels, and dive trips. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Don't ask, don't tell is still the law. So colleges and universities that don't let military recruiters on campus don't get federal dollars.
On average, it probably costs the law school about $500,000 a year.
I'm Kai Rizdal, the price you pay for taking a stand. Next time on Marketplace, today's business news and the numbers from Wall Street as well, from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.